You're playing with Candy from voicelikecandy.com.
It handles especially well on mountain roads. I can show you a place if you want to push it a little harder.
Sounds cool. I'm up for that.
His name was Alex, and he towered over her. He had to be at least 6'5", and she was 5'1½". He was built like a Navy SEAL. She couldn't help but notice. He was more than just a car salesman. Her boyfriend knew him, and he was the sales manager for the dealership. He turned right a quarter mile later and punched it, the curves tightening. Alex pushed the car right to the edge, taking the curves hard, upping the speed to what some would call suicidal, while his female guest clenched her teeth and gripped the door handle. The ride was only 2½ minutes, but by the time he slowed to pull off, she was breathing hard. Her heart pounded with excitement. He pulled off the road into a sheltered spot, hidden from sight.
"Wow,"
she said as she caught her breath.
"Got you a bit revved up, did that?"
"God, I'll say."
"That was my plan. Now you'll be ready for what happens next."
"What does that mean?"
He half smiled.
"I think you know. Here we are, all alone, way out in the middle of nowhere. I couldn't really pass up the chance, could I?"
"You're gonna rape me? Right here? Right now?"
"Well, let's hope it doesn't come to that. I can if you want it that way."
"So this was all a ploy just to get me up here? And now you're going to force me?"
"Let's hope it doesn't turn out that way. Are you on the pill?"
"No, I'm not," she said,
and she wished like hell she had stayed on it.
"I guess I'll have to pull out then. Too bad."
"You fucking bastard!"
His smile disappeared.
"If you don't fight, I won't have to tear your clothes. I can make it good for you, too."
Her teeth still clenched. She thought about that. He was very handsome, masculine, and quite virile. She wondered if his cock was in proportion.
"You bastard!"